Sick Business. Low.
Well, as the economy continues to tighten, commercial disputes will not likely rise as companies terminate contracts and agreements and look for ways to stay afloat. And I know most litigation lawyers would prefer these disputes to end up in court, ratcheting up countless billable hours, but there are other options in the whole alternative dispute resolution pathways framework. And mediation is one of them. I've invited Jackie Lafleur, a senior associate in the dispute resolution practice at Baker & McKenzie's Joburg office, to tell us a little bit more about how commercial mediation works. Evening, Jackie.
Hi.
Now, there are a number of unfair stereotypes regarding mediation. It's almost seen as a box-ticking exercise before we can get to the real gloves-off commercial dispute areas of settling these things. But what are the statistics for successful mediation, just to put it into context?
So, I mean, I think in the past it has sort of been viewed as a way to resolve family law related disputes, and perhaps not, it wasn't really appropriate for complex commercial disputes, but increasingly it's being used to resolve complex commercial disputes, and I think, you know, the rates of success kind of speak for themselves, but there are increasingly settlements on the same day when people have mediations or shortly thereafter. Almost all of the mediations I've been involved in have resulted in a settlement on the same day or shortly thereafter.
And that is a remarkable outcome compared with a protracted legal dispute that becomes quite litigious and ends up with both parties severing a relationship. And it's one of the advantages, if you look at the whole mediation process, that you do try and get the parties in dispute, the companies in dispute, around the table to hopefully ensure that there's a relationship post that dispute as well, if there can be.
Yes, and that is sort of one of the most important advantages of mediation, is that oftentimes relationships can be preserved, whereas with sort of protracted litigation, it's, you know, there's a winner and there's a loser, and with mediation, oftentimes the parties are able to come up with a sort of solution that fits both parties, and it's sort of advantageous to both of them rather than just one.
Oh, a win-win. Now, yes. In many contracts, it might stipulate mandatory mediation as a first step. And so the parties go and they, because it's contractually imposed upon them, they go and they tick the boxes. They don't really commit to the spirit of mediation. How do you ensure that it doesn't just become another box-ticking exercise?
Well, obviously, at the end of the day, it does remain a voluntary process. So even though, you know, the parties do need to show up for mediation, both parties need to be committed to the process. So you need to have an intention to try and resolve the dispute. So I think when you look at the advantages of, you know, a much speedier resolution, much less costly, the possibility of preserving a relationship between the parties, I think that should be a sort of an attraction for people to try and resolve their disputes first and foremost by mediation.
In your experience, what are some of the challenges to executing a successful mediation to ensure that you get this win-win outcome, which is the holy grail?
Well, I think, you know, people can be stubborn when they've got, a position kind of firmly set in their minds, and they arrive at a mediation and they kind of think, you know, I want what I want and I'm not leaving with anything less than that. So it's sometimes quite difficult to kind of get a party to come around and try and see the other party's perspective, and to try and kind of understand an underlying interest rather than a position in order to get to a, you know, beneficial outcome for both of them.
Are we seeing an increased use of this as an alternative dispute resolution mechanism?
For sure, and I think it's appearing a lot more in contracts as a first port of call, and it's, you know, becoming mandatory in order for parties to proceed to litigation or arbitration. So I think, you know, that's an indication in itself that parties are wanting to kind of, you know, proceed to mediation first, because it is just an easier way of resolving a dispute.
And a much more cost-effective one at that. Jackie Lafleur, Senior Associate in the Dispute Resolution Practice at Baker & McKenzie. Let's find out what's happening in the world with Pussoletto.